People of God, please take your seats. We thank the Most High God. We thank the King of Kings. We thank Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides, for providing us with today. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you so much this morning. We invite your presence, O Lord, that fill this temple, God, with your glory. Father, fill this temple with your glory. Father, fill this temple with your glory. And let your people reflect that glory. I pray that, Lord, you will speak through me, O Lord. Speak through me, God, with fire. Speak through me, God, with wisdom. Speak through me so that your people will hear your words. We thank you, King of Kings. In Jesus' name, amen. And that Papa Sofuasi, the host minister, Reverend Bembel, Katkis, Champo and Katkis, Dr. Yosin, and the entire session. And also for the Men's Fellowship for giving me this honor to be here today and share the word of God with you. It's a privilege, especially on Father's Day, that I'll be chosen among the men in this house to share the word of God. It's a privilege. So thank you, the executives, for doing me this honor. Our theme for today is very simple, but very deep. It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Men, reflect his glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Men, reflect his glory. And as I was preparing for this message, this Presbyterian hymn came to mind. And it's Presbyterian hymn number 702. And I say, Oh, no, verse 2 in Ukraine, you come in, or say, Anadio, Amidano, Wona, Wo, She, Mina, Su, Na, Wo, De, We, Wo, Mo, Bo, Be, Katam, Wa, Bo, Fraso na wodim wa humobo bekatam wa bo fraso. People of God, a humobro and a die on yame and a hatay and so and a nano pay a sansoribium and yes, a humobona. If it hadn't been that grace, if it hadn't been that favor and glory of God, we wouldn't be here. So if you and I are here today, the message is that we should reflect his glory. And I hope and I believe that at the end of service today, we all live here, we will all go as people of God, as children of God, who have been called, who the Lord has revealed his mysteries to us, and we will go. And we proclaim to the world that indeed his glory is upon us. Hallelujah. In fact, I think the message or the readings today, there were two of the readings that were not read. I'll read through them. The first one is Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. And I'll read through them real quick. It will be part of the message. So please bear with me as I read it. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on the throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphims, each with six wings. With two wings, they evolved their faces. With two, they covered their feet, and walked with two, they were flying. And they were calling in one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal on his hand, which had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sins atoned for." Amen. Amen. The other reading is John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Now read. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decisions, or of husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Amen.
Amen.
People of God, we have been given something that we didn't deserve. You and I didn't deserve this glory. You and I didn't deserve it. But God, through his grace, through his mercy, has given us something so special. And the readings from Isaiah proclaimed that he lived among unclean people. We see, and for we live in Worcester, we live in an unclean people, hallelujah. You live in Massachusetts, you live in an unclean people, hallelujah. We are engulfed with sin. We are engulfed with sin. but through the grace of God. Just like Isaiah, through the grace of God, the Lord touched his lips. And after the Lord touched his lips, there was a change. And that is the change that today you and I need to take from here. In the book, Isaiah said, "My eyes have seen the King. My eyes have seen the King." Catch you be your tune and say, "My eyes have seen the King. My eyes have seen the King." Ephesians 4, anytime you have an encounter with someone who is influential in a society, there is a change. Anytime you have an encounter with someone who is influential in a society, there has to be a change in your life. I'll tell you my encounter. When I was in college, around second year in college, right? I wasn't too sure exactly what I wanted to do, whether I should do finance or whether to do accounting. So I was reading an article in Ghana Web, and I chanced on this article that was written by Ken Ofori-Atta, the current finance minister. So I sent this man an email that I'll be coming to Ghana, and I'd love to meet him. He was gracious enough, he welcomed my email, and he asked me to meet him when I get to Ghana. I got to Ghana safely, I called his office, he was still gracious enough, his administrative assistant, he told his administrative assistant that someone was coming to look for him, and I went, the man spent about an hour talking to me. At the time, he was the founder and CEO of Data Bank. Maybe today Data Bank is corrupted, maybe today Data Bank is engulfed with corruption and all of that. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking many years ago when he was so influential in our society in Ghana. And when I met him and I finished talking to him, I was blown away. My eyes saw the King. Hallelujah. Sadano meni ehu obi. So my life changed. And from that day on, I decided to focus on finance. And I've never regretted. Today, I can talk to you hours on end in finance. Okasi and can be anything about finance. We can go on and on and on and on. Because my eyes saw the King. This morning, have your eyes seen the King? And if your eyes have seen the King, has there been a transformation? Has there been a transformation? I am a living testimony because when I saw him, I decided to do finance. And that change is being reflected now. So when you see the King, it has to be reflected in your life. When we see the King, it has to be reflected in our lives. How is our lives today? Are we reflecting the glory of God? And what is even the glory of God? It can be seen in different ways. Sometimes it is tangible. When we come here, we can feel the glory of God. We can feel the presence of God. Sometimes the glory of God, when it's shown, there is smoke around it. It means the glory of God is around. Or sometimes we can glory in ourselves. I think behind me, can say, if my dad is Elon Musk, my boss is number two, what you would in my boat, you go. Ubizam is Adam, he says, sorry, I'm in Tennessee. There could be plenty of chairs available, but a kunyana on quantity, no one I'm a pay. Two of them are born. Because you know why? My dad is the richest man in the world. And you can sue me, that's fine, my dad will pay for it. And now, what's the animal by my business? I say, we crowd $1 million an hour. We shouldn't be missing any. You know why I'm doing that? Because I know that my father is the richest man in the world. And I am his child. And he is not hiding the secrets from me. He will tell me where his secrets are. He will tell me where his money is. And if you're a child of God, God today is saying that the mysteries that were hidden, the mysteries that were hidden today has been unveiled to us. It has been unveiled to us. If that mysteries have been unveiled to us, what are we doing? Are we still stuck in our old days? People of God, we need to begin to live in the glory of God. We need to reflect the image of God. Our lifestyle has to be different. Your boy Yesu will praise me more at church. Your nanti more at church. Some of us, your great grandparents be. Aye, so for praise be moon. And there are no ahwa hwa ye hunsa, but we ourselves, we are not reflecting God's image or God's glory. We need to take a step back and bring in your MIA. So Ephesians 5. 15 to 18, it says, let us be careful of how we live our lives. We shouldn't live our lives as fools. It's so easy for us to live our lives as fools. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. They can't see we live in a perverse world. We live in Worcester that is perverse. We live in Massachusetts that is perverse. We live in US that is perverse. In Ghana that is perverse. So we should not be foolish. But we have to understand God's will. Do we understand God's will in our lives? Do not get drunk on wine. How can we reflect God's image? Awabo. Where then do you go when you are ready? Ebre awabo. Hallelujah. Me say, where then do you go when you are ready? Ebre awetwebi. We are then down and coupon and no yamedi. Are they what trebby? And when it's when I yell 2222222222 when yamino done and no yamedi say it's impossible. So these are the days that we live in. These are the evil days that we live in. But if God has revealed his mysteries to us, then our lives has to be different. Holiness has to be a part of us. Holiness has to be a deliberate choice. We can't choose and pick when we want to live a life of holy. It has to be constant because the days are evil. John was also declaring that Christ is the light of the world. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is the light of this world. I used to listen to this program on Peace FM. I do listen to Peace FM a lot. program na edin ye etum osun ejabrefa ano yesa program no. Sometimes when I hear some of the stories, yeah, me say a fiction, like it don't exist. Some of the stories, when you hear it, they just don't sound normal. But these are things that are happening because it's soon it will be as and Christ is the light of this world. So when you look at yourself in a mirror, you are reflecting. The physics students here will tell you that when you look at yourself in a mirror, you reflect exactly who you are. You may say, I want to say, yeah, reflect you and cope on Gloria now. And Nantia Safunumache, we have been Christians for way too long. Our lives have to reflect God's glory. Let people see you and let people recognize without even saying a word that your life is reflecting the image of God, or your life is reflecting Onyankopon enu onyam. Ye boy and same now jina obi. Ye trampa wana ujina obi. Ye diko konsena ujina obi. Emen yine shia. Ni a fire hon kunde na one two be a fire hona ya fa bibina ya ye dia shaye hon sane ya kone kona ujina obi. Munsro, is that truly reflecting the image of God? Is that truly reflecting God's glory? Yabe Christopher Wache, sometimes your teens and boha, we feel like, Abofrana, I will do unyam in the awoka. Yes, but a day is coming. A judgment day is coming. A debi e ba minu mi ni be bu akunta. A debi e ba, you and I will close our eyes. Asada no be bisa on se Yesu eni ye obute ntimo ana. Asada no be timi aka. And as you bet me doing says you boost it. Yesu ni me bo tenting me de wo me wa many wo fe mo mo ja su me me bon. I say, she ara ni mi se. Se mi bo mo di se de. Thank you. fofon no na ye me de pa no se se me ahu me sa me mu na me ho hum tu fia o wa he gwa twa ne so sao se sadano abeka wanu ohunhun betu efiase na wanu enkase biem sadano betima kase yesu ene me botentima na obetima kase dana me tsanase ebo wiase no I reflected the image of God. This is a charge not just for you, it's also a charge for me that we have to reflect the glory of God. I hope and I trust that today we will live as people who take this mantle seriously. It's not easy to reflect God's glory. It's very difficult. Today, as we leave, I'll give some 4 bullet points that we can walk away with. How we can reflect God's glory. Oh, penny pencil, oh. If I chop for penny pencil. For penny pencil, any paper. Do you have a pen? Do you have a pencil? Take it and write this down. How we can reflect his glory. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, so whatever you do, we should do it to the glory of God. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whatever we do, we should do it to the glory of God. Nye wo ye bia no bisa won se e se Ewurade eno nyam ana. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31. We should do it to the glory of God. So whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. I wish you have to offer a red cap, and we'll be sound and say, Lord, I am doing this to your glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Yanjiswana. Hallelujah. As soon as you pick that, you ask yourself, Lord, I'm doing this to your glory. And as a Kazi ready. May you ready as you would dear no yam. O koda obana echia umware noa, we bisa and say, Lord, I'm doing this to your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm doing this to your glory. Hallelujah. After all, that is what the Bible is saying. The Bible says that everything we do, we should do it to the glory of God. So whatever you are doing, if it is not to the glory of God, you've got to stop. Because you cannot reflect God's glory. It's there in the Bible. So point number one, We should confess our sins. Point number one, we should confess our sins. When we confess our sins, we are putting on display his glory by declaring his righteousness. That's what we do. Ye kan ye boni chire urade a ye da urade enu onyam no adi e hu se onu ene ye okunkun ni because he is righteous. So David said in Psalm 51 verse 4 that against you only have I sinned and done evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Hallelujah. So Christ is justified because he alone can judge us when we confess our sins. Iradi enu onyam entimi en dedi. Abra yen kan ye boni en chire iradi. Let us confess our sins. Trust God. Number two, trust God. This trust process in the Enya is tough. This trusting thing is not easy. It hasn't been easy. It will never be easy. Because sometimes the thing don't make sense. But you have to trust. Because God does all things for good for us. Hallelujah. God does all things good for us. So if he does all good things for us, then demonstrating our trust in him puts his very nature and character on display. When we trust in him, we reflect who he is. Tene emema yesi yema irade enu onyam endedi. So our children may not understand, but as heads of our families, we have to trust God. And when we trust God, our children will grow trusting God. That Abraham, my dad trusted the Lord, and so I have nothing but to also trust the Lord. And then remember, yes, we should trust God. Like I said, sometimes it does not make sense, but let's trust the process. Let's trust God. Let us just trust him. Number three. We have to produce fruit. We have to produce fruit. Jesus says, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. John chapter 15, verse 8. Living a life that adorns God's attributes, put his glory on display. When his communicable attributes are reflected in our lives, it only produces fruit, but it glorifies God. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As you bear fruit, we should bear fruit. When we bear fruit, the gifts, the talents, the blessings that God has bestowed on us, It's reflected to the outside world. It's reflected to the dark world. And they see God's glory. Let's bear fruit. And the last one is prayer. Pray. Prayer shines the spotlight on God's attributes of goodness and omnipotence. Psalm 50, verse 15. It says, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I'll deliver you, and you will glory me. Hallelujah. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I'll deliver you, and you will honor me. Troubled days will come. Difficult times will come. Times will come when you will lay your head down and you'll not be able to sleep. But God says, call upon me on that day. Call upon me during those days, and I will deliver you. I met you. I worship you. I don't know what troubles you are going through this morning. I don't know what your challenges are. I don't know what is giving you sleepless nights. But the Lord is saying this morning to you that call upon me. Because ojiwu wea nne nu onyam e de di wo so a na ewia si nyina ehu se the light in the world has shown himself around you, and now you are reflecting that image to the rest of the world. Hallelujah. Are we ready to call upon the Lord today? Are we ready to call upon the Lord today? Hey. It was a question, oh. It wasn't just a statement. Are we ready to call upon the Lord? Ebia na wode ahwie hia o. Ndi e kan pa ba wode, you know, I did my little corner. But remember, trouble day will come. It saddens me that on Fridays when we meet to pray, there are only a handful of us on the prayer line. Now, yeah, Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We shall walk a crown by being who say, Minim be brimo. But I realize our children take a huge cue from us as parents, especially for fathers. And when we get excited about things of God, our children also get excited about things of God. When things of God does not concern us, our children adapt that same attitude. Minister Fubi Kasai, not too long ago, I saw for that kind of background, etche me kakra. If you're not so funny feet, I never would do. If it hadn't been the grace of God, okay, we knew all. Dear Papa, no, yes, Friday is in Pabon Pam Chomay and Fair when she won't be. Hallelujah. Amen. Should be a concern to us. Our young ones need to see our fathers
praying. And there's nothing wrong with that. With our knees down, with our hands lifted, and crying upon the Lord. Because enuna ye mani be who say ye drew a mribia emu ayadina. The only person we call upon is we call upon Abba Father, because we call upon Jehovah Jireh, because He provides for us. And when we don't do this and they get to tough times, they turn their back to the world, and the world will provide solutions for them. As we celebrate Men's Day today, let us take prayer seriously. Because you're born prayer, God hears us. So John 14:13 says that whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. Hallelujah. The new nyam e dead, when we pray, He answers our prayers. And the new nyam no a dead. Today the message is very simple. We were lost. We have been brought into the house of the Lord. The Lord has revealed His mysteries to us. The Lord has shown us His ways. And name be an hintaw, and name be a weasifo enhuye. Esan so ye kane an intin wa baba bebie so achre. And any high no edayen so. His light is upon us. His glory is upon us. Let us live here as men of valor. Let us live here as men who are reflecting God's glory. Amen.